USA Radio News.
A large number of the nearly 6,000 Central American migrants camped out at the U.S.-Mexico border in Tijuana are unsure what to do next. U.S. Border Patrol officers used tear gas to drive back hundreds who tried to rush the border fence. Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin joins Fox News and talks about the tear gas that was used.
The use of tear gas is not a new practice. The Obama administration used it a lot. And to President Trump's point, he's absolutely correct that you as a parent should be more responsible in not bringing your child into that setting where tear gas has been used in the past and was possibly going to be used again.
On this Giving Tuesday, First Lady Melania Trump and Second Lady Karen Pence are visiting Red Cross headquarters to assemble comfort kits for military families.
These comfort kits are one small way that we can say thank you.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
NATO released a statement that says three American service members were killed in a roadside bomb attack in Afghanistan on Tuesday. You can soon enjoy a Caesar salad again, as a romaine lettuce warning is lifted. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
You'll remember just before Thanksgiving, the FDA was urging restaurants, grocers, and consumers to throw out all their romaine lettuce because of an E. coli outbreak, but they hadn't determined the source. The outbreak did sicken more than 40 people in 12 states. Well, the FDA now says the most likely source of the contamination was from lettuce grown in California's Central Coast region. It says the romaine growing season there is now over, so it's shifting south to California's Imperial Valley, Arizona, and Florida. The FDA says romaine producers and distributors are now going to include product labeling and dating to assure consumers that the lettuce they're buying is not associated with that outbreak. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Tyler Reddick captured the 2018 NASCAR Xfinity Series Championship in just his first year of competing full-time in the series. I had a chance to sit down and chat with Reddick and ask him what clicked the last five races of the season.
We just kind of honed in on what exactly we were, lacking, and that was more or less consistency and just finishing the job, taking home the finishes we needed to, whereas in the past probably being too aggressive and just not finishing those races. So. The playoffs, you can't afford to have any poor finishes. You can't rip out of a race and have that in mind. And, we just knew that if we wreck or if we have a bad race without winning in that round of the playoffs, that we weren't going to advance. So we had to keep that in mind as we race and just be a little bit smarter than some of the other guys were being at times. So I guess you could say it paid off.
It certainly did pay off. So what is the best piece of advice that you received from team owner Dale Earnhardt Jr. during this whole race through the chase?
You know, he right before Homestead, he just reminded me that, hey, just don't forget, you got a group of guys that really believe in you. You just make sure you do everything you can going into that race to win a championship. And once we got to that point, we did everything we could. We in every front possible.
NASCAR will honor Reddick for winning the Xfinity Series Friday night in Charlotte. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.